This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
We have an alert. If you are driving around close to the radio station right now on Windsor in Urbana and have a fork.
No, just stop. I don't need a fork.
Can you bring a fork?
No, it's fine.
To the radio station.
Disregard this advice. I don't want to touch anyone else's utensils.
Well, it'd be like a new one.
So today's been pretty crazy, right?
He's eating mac and cheese, is that right?
Just let me do it. Today's been pretty crazy. You know, restaurants are closing. That obviously affects the ads we run and all that. Haven't really had a chance to slow down until about 10 minutes ago. Popped into the kitchen. I have a few Lean Cuisines in there. This was the last one that was in there. It's called chicken piccata ravioli something or other.
Nice.
I put it in, and I realized that the dishwasher hadn't been run, and we don't have any plastic silverware. Except for one plastic knife. So I'm sitting here absolutely whacked after today trying to eat pieces of chicken with a plastic
knife. With a plastic knife. He's like stabbing them and then eating them. I love it, man. How is everybody? It's The Drive, by the way, with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Well, the world is crazy. We know that. And, you know, one thing that, Trevor, you just brought up, and I agree with it, if you have the means, and I know for a lot of us, this is not going to be easy the next few weeks especially, but if you have the means and you can order from a restaurant at least one night this week, do it. Help them out.
And I would keep listening because we're going to have some things going on this
week. Some great deals.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, you know, order a pizza this week. Order whatever, you know, help out the local businesses as much as you can. They need us now.
$30 tonight.
Really?
To Rosati's.
Well, there you go.
You probably can't use it tonight.
Well, that's true.
But starting tomorrow, they're doing carry out.
Okay, that'll work.
They've always done carry out, but we got a Stever for that too. So.
And if you have one last restaurant in the area that you really want to hit, tonight's the night, I guess, right?
That's
you
got
to get it done tonight.
Yeah, text in what your last meal would be, right?
Yeah, exactly. What would you? I told you guys yesterday, jokingly, I'm like, I'm going to go on a La Bamba run. I'm going to go pick up like three burritos to go, but I didn't. I ended up not doing that. All right, we do have sports to talk about, which is weird. And
Northern Iowa got screwed, man.
Oh, man.
Completely left out. Can't believe it.
That's horrible.
Going after the little guy. Can't control him.
What a run, though.
Schedule, I know.
What a run by the Fighting Illini.
Yeah.
In this NCAA tournament.
Did you watch the one shining moment?
Yes.
How much did you cry?
What are you guys talking about? They beat Maryland in the title game yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to go through Derek's run to the Elite Eight.
How about that?
I believe, right? Almost to the Final Four for Illinois. We're going to go through that today.
The matchups make me sad.
Yeah.
Because they seem advantageous no matter whose bracket projection you look at.
It'd be fantastic. We do have guests today. We're guesty, and you might get a lot of that in the next few weeks with nothing to talk about. Steve Greenberg, sports writer for Chicago Sun-Times. Let me set the scene here. Friday after the show, I was driving, and I saw, I came to a stoplight. And I see a tweet from Steve Greenberg, and I'm like, what is he going to cover? Like, just like the rest of us, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to cover now with no sports going on? And Steve Greenberg is a writer for the Chicago Sun-Times. So as eerie and weird as it is around Champaign-Urbana in this area, not having high school baseball or softball or college baseball or softball, not having the March Madness, all of that, I'm thinking to myself, what is a guy in Chicago going to write about sports? So I took it upon myself, I guess, to just say, Steve, join us. So he's going to join us at 4:30. I'm excited for that. At 5:05, Luke Smith, of course, he's Champaign kid, Centennial, and pitcher now for the Louisville Cardinals. He's a senior. Kind of became famous last year. I think a lot of you
break some news about opting into the fifth year.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Because I thought to myself, can you imagine being, okay, so Luke's probably a fringe guy in terms of being drafted, but he needs a big senior year to kind of get attention, right, of the scouts and to get drafted, and now it's all been taken away. So to not only have that, but also to have your senior year of college of athletics taken away. Now, granted, he'll be able to come back, it sounds like. So we'll ask Luke about that, and he's going to talk to us at 5:05. And then Josh Weinfuss, he is the ESPN writer covering the Arizona Cardinals, is going to join us at 5:30. This is like a dream come true for me. I get to talk to an Arizona Cardinal reporter about the Arizona Cardinals who make the trade today, the big trade that came down around, 10 this morning, 10 or 11? And that was just crazy, crazy news. The Bears are trying to make some waves here with a quarterback, but we don't know yet who.
For a good 10 minutes. I mean, I'm still...
It went from Bridgewater...
I know, that was the... Hold up, wait. I'm coming out of my bunker, all right?
I know, we've been... Yeah, can we tell people that?
Like, everybody hover on the door. Let's look outside. About to be beautiful again.
Jeremy, Austin, Trevor, myself, and Piper have been texting back and forth all weekend.
Yeah.
Except Piper never sent one text. And we're like, is he okay? Has anybody seen Derek? And then the news breaks about maybe Bridgewater and Derek out of nowhere. Comes up
with my attention.
Hey, he's back.
An hour later, it said that the Bears not likely for Bridgewater. So, okay, everybody back inside.
Yeah. Went to Nick Foles.
It's Nick Foles and Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Which upgrades, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so is Bridgewater not?
It sounds like that's not going to happen.
I don't think so. Huh?
Got to pay him at least 20, 21 mil a year.
Bridgewater?
Which is fun. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is more money than Foles got, right?
Cancel the celebration.
Yeah, see, now it's not so fun.
Bill says, someone helped Trevor out with some Dawn soap so he can hand wash a fork.
Hey, there you go. That would have worked.
That would have been right.
Meal's done now, though. I honestly haven't been paying much attention, so the last report I saw was that Bears and Bridgewater might be close.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was called off.
Yeah, called off.
I'm sorry.
I yelled at Stevie this morning, and I texted him. And he then took my anger and had a good laugh with it because he had Chris Thomas on, the Illini volleyball coach, this morning. And I'm like, whoa. Because I got up and I was listening to the radio in the shower. And I'm like, wait. Why is he doing that? We don't have any sports to talk about. He can't have sports coaches on right now. So Stevie and I had a little laugh about that. But that was a fun interview having Chris Thomas here. And I'm pretty sure he's going to, Justin Spring, I think, is coming in this week as well.
Yep, and Brad Dancer.
Okay.
Diane Ducey's out this week.
Got it.
On a planned vacation.
Okay.
I admire her tenacity to still go. She said, I'm going. I'm all right, Diane, go.
Take off, baby.
We have James Herring.
Oh,
director of basketball operations at Dayton. They kind of had a big year, some would say. And he's going to be on the show Thursday.
Is he coming here?
He's coming here.
Oh, that is gold.
I feel absolutely worse for teams like that.
I do, too.
In terms of,
I know where you're going.
It really sucks for Illinois, but it feels like this is the start of Illinois being back in the tournament. But what if you were a Dayton with Obie? I know Dayton's pretty good, but,
you're a one seed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You lose Obie, though, and it's how good are they going
to
be?
You had a chance to win a national title. I mean, let's be honest. Illinois could have made a nice little run in this tournament. I'm not sure that they're national title contenders, even in a year where it seemed like anybody could win it. And that's not to say Illinois couldn't have gotten hot and done it. But Dayton, if you're wagering here, you're going to put probably more money on Dayton to win it than you would Illinois.
Yeah, they're 15-1 at one point. I know that for a fact.
So for them to then have their season taken away, or this tournament taken away, like Trevor said, I mean, Dayton is a solid basketball program and has been for a while, but how many chances are they going to have to be a national title contender?
How many times you go 29-2?
Wow.
And they took Kansas to OT in the Maui. They battled them like crazy, and we all know Kansas is probably the most dangerous team in the country, so Dayton had a real path there.
Man.
And I think everybody started to learn that as they got a couple of national TV. They had College Game Day of the season, but Obie... lottery pick, just freak athlete. They were fun, and they could have went as far as anybody.
That'll be good fun to hear from James, though.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. He is so fun to talk to. And
he knows a lot.
Oh, my goodness. He's one of those guys that you get in here and the hour ends. And it's like, wait a minute. Did we just talk for an hour? How did we do that? So that'll be fun to get kind of some insider on what it was like for the kids to hear the news as well. I know that Brad talked about that at his press conference. And have you guys had a chance to talk to any of the kids, or are they not?
Not? No.
Okay.
Most of them are home for spring break.
Okay. I know Luke Smith, who's going to join us at 5:05. We tried to get him last week, and Louisville was like, hey, we're not ready for that yet. And I totally get it. But he's going to chat with us at 5:05. Okay, can we get to the news of the day? I mean, the sports news of the day. I know there's other news out there, but NFL free agency.
It was thrilling, man. For something to happen.
Isn't that the truth?
Something.
And the Arizona Cardinals, in case you did not hear this, made a trade today, trading David Johnson and a second-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick next year to the Houston Texans for DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth-round pick this year.
What?
They just picked up maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL, who's signed for 3 more years, mind you. And not only that, and I love David Johnson. When they drafted him out of Northern Iowa, he came in and on a tear, right? That kid was unreal for 2 or 3 years, but they just signed him to a big deal, and Arizona was just going to be eating so much of that because he didn't hardly play last year. And they franchised Kenyon Drake, so it's one of those where Johnson's not going to see the field that much, yet you're going to be it's a $10.5 million cap hit, I think. On a Cardinals team that they have like $80 million to spend. I mean, they can be good. Believe me, they were so bad last year, they should have money to spend. And so they go out and make this deal with Hopkins and the Texans because now they can pay Hopkins and probably give him a brand new contract to lock him up. But you just think about this.
Well, he's young, too.
He's young. Think about this. I always rip on the Indianapolis Colts, how nice it would be to have Peyton Manning. And then, oh, by the way, Andrew Luck fall into your lap. The 1 year you're bad, you get that top pick to get Andrew Luck. Now, I know what happened with Andrew, obviously. But the Cardinals have ridden the tails of Larry Fitzgerald for how many years? And one of the best wide receivers to ever play the game. And all of a sudden now, we're just begging him each year to come back and play. Like, we, the Arizona Cardinal fans, are like, Larry, give us 1 more year, man.
Like Wainwright?
Yeah. So, Larry, after the season, he's like, I'm back. I'm coming back 1 more year. And I'm like, yes. But let's be honest. You saw it. He slowed on the field. He's still capable. And if it's anywhere near him, he's catching it. Best hands I've ever seen. But he's slowing down. He's not necessarily a number one receiver anymore in the sport. And now, all of a sudden, you're going to add a DeAndre Hopkins who could be the number one receiver in the NFL, and you're going to have him for 3 to 5 probably more years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. When it first came out that David Johnson was heading to Houston, because that was the first news break. It said, okay, look at Houston going in the arms race against Kansas City, essentially the weapons you're putting around your quarterback. They just lost in the AFC title game, in Kansas City. And now you throw David Johnson in there with DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller and everything that Watson has there. But no, Hopkins is going to the Cardinals. And you mentioned there with David Johnson, he only had 94 carries last year. He played in 13 games, 94 carries, 345 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That's it.
And he's playing in an air raid offense.
Yes.
Which I know that David Johnson can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Right.
But give Kyler Murray, who, in terms of quarterbacks, like, the Bears, we're sitting here talking about like a Ford Focus and Andy Dalton, and he's a Maserati. Like, Kyler Murray can play, dude. Give him one of the best, if not the best receiver in football. We're just talking before the show. If Fitzy's your 2 and Christian Kirk is your 3 in the slot, that is a lot of weaponry for him.
That is fun. And don't forget Andy Isabella, who they hope can turn into a good receiver. He's like the fastest kid in the NFL.
For the record, I did forget.
You did forget about Andy
as well.
I assumed you would have.
Steve Breston or no?
No, he's not there anymore. No. Hey, Super Bowl wide receiver, though, Steve Breston. Right. Trent Sherfield, I don't even know what his, he's a Danville kid. Played a lot last year for the Arizona Cardinals, but I assume this might push him out. I don't know, but incredible news if you're the Arizona Cardinals. Not only were you able to dump David Johnson, and what I mean by that is he was not going to be that productive for you again. Kenyon Drake fits that system so much better. And they had traded, a low pick for Kenyon Drake from the Dolphins. So now all of a sudden you take care of a major problem on your team, which is you'd have a running back in David Johnson that you're paying $10.5 million and not touching the ball. So not only do you take care of that, then all of a sudden you now, like you said, look across the field. Kyler Murray goes up to the line of scrimmage to check defenses, and he looks right, and he sees Larry right here, and he sees Christian out by the, you know, out by the out of bounds. Then he looks to the left, and he sees DeAndre Hopkins, and he's like, oh.
If he's anything near
what
running. Russell Wilson is, which has been the comp, think about what Wilson's done with virtually no wide receiver talent.
Nobody.
And that's not a shot to, I know Lockett has been good.
Yeah.
And I know now he's got Metcalf, but he has had nowhere near the talent that Murray's going to have now.
And I'm trying, as an Arizona Cardinals fan and a longtime St. Louis Cardinals fan, football, I'm trying everything I can not to get that excited about this because I feel like something will always go wrong.
The defense was just stinky poo-poo awful.
It's bad.
But
and now all of a
is
sudden.
Is the O-line still bad?
It's not horrible.
Great, but it's a quick-release offense.
Correct. It was serviceable. They re-signed their left tackle, so he's back. They've got some work to do on that inside, on that offensive line. And now that you've got your wide receiver, because a lot of people were saying they'd go after CeeDee Lamb, you know, out of LSU, or Judy from Alabama with that eighth pick. Now, if you're me, I don't, and they still have money to go get defense, I think. But if you're me, then you're going out, I think, and you're drafting the best offensive lineman at eight and plugging yep. him in there. And then going to work. So, but look at the rest of the NFC West, though. San Francisco just went into the Super Bowl. You got Russell Wilson. You mentioned him and Seattle. And then the Rams, who 2 years ago were incredible. I mean, look at that NFC West. It never fails, right? That it's like when the Cardinals and the Cubs were good. And it's like, yeah, you guys play in the hardest division. I'm like, I know.
Well, it used to be a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Win eight games and win that thing?
Yeah, that was the one
nine
year.
Nine games. There's the 1 year there.
Yep.
But yeah, that one's
crazy.
We talk a lot about the NFC South is tough. There's been years in the NFC North, obviously. But yeah, that division is loaded.
Can we talk about the other side of this for a second? Like, what the hell is Bill O'Brien doing?
He's
the GM and the coach, right?
I had read some stuff that there were some issues between he and Hopkins. Maybe they didn't see eye to eye on a lot.
Bill O'Brien, I guess, by default being the GM, but the owner should have stepped in and said,
we're not.
One's leaving town.
Mm-hmm. It's not DeAndre Hopkins.
Did you see the graphic from Madden 20 where they tried to trade and the quote was like, this is insulting, try again, or something like this?
The actual gaming system would not let that trade occur, and the trade actually just occurred. It is an amazing thing. All right, let's run down again what we're going to do. Steve Greenberg, sports writer for the Chicago Sun-Times, going to join us at 4:30. I just want to have him on to say, what are we going to do? What do we talk about?
Talk some Bears with him.
We can definitely talk some Bears with him.
He was also, I mentioned how much of Illinois' tournament run he's going to cover because he was down for a couple of games in Champaign.
I didn't think about that. That's true. Because Steve, I mean, he covers everything. So he's going to be fun to visit with. We're going to do that next. Luke Smith, former Centennial Charger. He's now a pitcher at Louisville. The Cardinals, of course, that season, I guess, canceled, right?
Yep.
So what do you do when you're a senior and all of a sudden your season's done? So we're going to talk to Luke at 5:05 about that. And then Josh Weinfuss, he's Arizona Cardinal writer for ESPN, is going to join us at 5:30 to talk more about this trade and to figure out if anybody's been arrested with the Arizona Cardinals, because what they were able to do is ridiculous. I mean, that is ridiculous.
And another note, at 4:30, the Stever offer for Rosati's goes live.
Okay.
Now, it's different.
And let's talk about
sure
that.
You probably heard Stevie talk about it, but as someone who's been working with it,
I'm going to give you a little music.
That it's, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a different system now. So the problem we were getting was, you know, we'd say, okay, there's a Stever at 5:30, go online and click accept.
And you had to do it like that.
If you weren't fast enough in the first 6 seconds to do it, you basically lost every time. And that's not a good incentive.
No.
So now it's an hour-long pool.
Okay.
It's a window that's open for an hour. It will go live at 4:30 and be live until 5:30. Anyone who signed up with a GoStever can enter it, and then it randomly picks however many people are going to win out of that pool.
Awesome.
And then if you don't win, your chances are doubled to win next time.
Oh.
So your chances actually increase every time you don't win, as long as you enter.
Any GoStever.
Correct.
Not just your chances are double at Rosati's.
If you entered today's Rosati's and you enter tomorrow's offer and Wednesday's, by Thursday or Friday, you might have a really, really good chance.
I like this.
Of winning.
I love this, man. It gives everybody a chance.
Now, you were pretty fast. You hit one of those.
I did. I got one
of them. In the first couple of seconds.
I got a Rosati's.
Yeah.
And Andrew and I grabbed it. We grabbed the pizza hardly fits in my vehicle. I mean, we ordered a large after an Illini game, and I kid you not, I almost couldn't get it into my car.
So a few more notes. Obviously, with the restaurant closings, you might assume that they won't be open. You can't dine in.
Right.
But for carry out, you can still use your GhostEver voucher. And we're encouraging for people not to have visited Rosati's before to take advantage of this. So you can't do it.
So I'm not going to do it.
You already won one.
That's fine. I'll just go buy.
For people who haven't won a Rosati's Stever before.
Okay. It's awesome. Chicago-style pizza, thin and deep dish, gluten-free crust options. That's one of the options. You can check out their pasta, sandwiches, calzones. They've got wings. They got a bunch
of stuff.
Their
wings are actually really good.
Yeah, they do a lot of different things at Rosati's. So
again, 4:30 to 5:30, GhostEver.com. Maybe order twice as much to help them out, you know?
I agree.
I mean, use your $30 voucher, but then
I'm telling you, you get a large pizza from Rosati's, you're eating on that for a week. I mean, Andrew and I ate as much as we could, had not eaten that night before we went to the Illinois game, ate as much as we could, and that night I put away like 18 pieces of pizza in my fridge. I'm like, what in the world did we eat? I mean, it is a large pizza, and it's worth definitely doing. So that'll kick off at 4:30. Go to GhostEver.com to check it out. And, of course, you got to fill out a survey, which I did, and you got to use it within 7 days, which I did.
Some people asked if you could use it with delivery, and obviously no, because you can't fill out a survey for how clean the restaurant was and how good the staff was if it's just a guy handing you pizza door.
And,
but
you know,
nice try.
That's the last thing, too, I'll say about this. You know, I said, if you have the means, and I know some of us, you know, times are going to get tough in a hurry here, and I get it. I'm right there with you. If you have the means to help out an area business, restaurant that is able to give you food to go, if you can do that this week, I mean, if everybody could do that once, that's going to help keep our economy rolling and keep all of our fantastic restaurants. And the other thing is, be patient with them. Like, just imagine them tomorrow. This is all new ground. I was talking to Steve Douglas down at the Tri-City Country Club today, and I'm like, Steve, what are you going to do? And he's like, well, I mean, we're trying to set up the system of how we do this, or, you know, you come to the door, we hand you the food, because not everybody's got a drive-through, drive-up. Like the Rosati's here in Urbana doesn't have a drive-up. So they would, I guess, just literally hand you the pizza. You hand them cash or credit card, whatever. They go run it, give it back to you. So just help as many as you can out. I mean, we all need to kind of hang together during all of this.
And if you don't have the means, I would listen to Stevie's show starting tomorrow, because we got some things cooking for people who may need food.
Perfect. GhostEver.com. We're giving you the means here. We're giving you $30 maybe if you're lucky, if you're one of the ones to win. Okay, Steve Greenberg, sports writer, Chicago Sun-Times. We'll talk to him next. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Stevie J from Stevie J Broadcasting. I want to simply encourage you to have faith that this unprecedented time will end. And I want to encourage you to be careful, do all the hand washing, social distancing, but know this had a beginning, it will have a middle, and this will have an end. We're learning more about the virus every day. I used to tell my kids, never panic no matter what, because you can't think when you panic. In the meantime, be smart, be aware. When you shop, shop local. Support the mom and pops that live and work every day in our town. They need your support now more than ever. There's a lot of anxiety around, and I totally get it. But while you can't control what happens to you, you can always control how you react to it. Let's look out for each other. Do something kind for somebody else today. That'll feel amazing. And remember, this too shall pass. Thank you so much for listening to Stevie J Broadcasting Station's Q96, US 1059, ESPN 93.5, and Christian FM 95.3.
I like to spend my time trying to answer life's most important questions. What is the meaning of life? Do fish ever get thirsty? Why does round pizza come in a square box? How can I be sure I'll be approved for my next car purchase?
I can answer that one.
You can?
Just go to Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Could this possibly be true? Quickly, to Honda BMW of Champaign.
They may not know the meaning of life, but you can be sure that their staff will get you placed in the car you want at a price you can afford. Online at drivechampagne.com.
Trent Meacham, Executive Relationship Director, Cozad Asset Management.
As a former Illini and professional basketball player, I understand the importance of preparing a game plan in order to gain an advantage on the court. We take the same approach with clients to help them establish an advantageous financial plan in any economic condition. Please give me a call as I'd love to visit with you. Thanks and go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
I keep waiting for somebody to text me, or I look down at my Twitter and see that the whole DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson thing was just a bad joke. I hope that's not a joke.
It's not.
That's going to be fun. I turned around in my office. I've got an Arizona Cardinal helmet right there in my office. I turned around and I just gave a little kiss to the bird. I'm like, yeah, baby!
I think Deshaun Watson's also looking at his phone hoping it's a joke.
Oh, my. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Hey, it gave us something to talk about. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. Luke Smith, former Champaign Centennial Charger pitcher and now with the Louisville Cardinals. Luke is going to join us at 5:05. And then Josh Weinfuss, ESPN writer covering the Arizona Cardinals, is going to join us at 5:30 to talk about the big trade. Right now, it's Steve Greenberg, sports writer for the Chicago Sun-Times. Haven't had him on forever. Steve, how are you, my friend?
Depressed, scared.
I bet.
But other than that, great. How are you guys?
Well, I think we're all kind of in the same boat here. And Steve, you know, Friday when this kind of all came about, I saw a tweet from you and I started thinking to myself, you know, we're all sitting here trying to figure out what to talk about and worrying about colleagues and jobs, et cetera. And, you know, saying, okay, is the newspaper going to have a sports section? Is TV going to have a sports segment? You know, what are we going to do for 2 hours? And I thought, you know what? What would you do if you were covering Chicago and you don't have any sports to talk about? I mean, Steve, the whole world right now is a weird time, but how much have you, I mean, I know you've thought about it a ton. What are you going to do, you think?
Well, that's the question. So in Saturday's paper, you know, front page story, I wrote what really was essentially a column, and in it, you know, I declared that whatever happens, sometimes sports department is going to keep working and we're going to be here for you. And this was in Saturday's paper. And I was joking with my sports editor this morning that here we are on Monday and I haven't written a word since. And,
wow.
You know, that's not really by design. You know, he said, take a couple of days off. You've been grinding. Okay. But it's such a strange feeling to do that, not knowing what's next. I had kind of fun yesterday sitting at my computer and trying to come up with a list of ideas.
I bet.
That wouldn't feel like filler, that would be worth doing, that aren't covering the coronavirus through the sports lens, but instead just the kind of stories we don't get around to.
Yes.
And I have a bit of a platform to do it in our Sports Saturday, which is like for your listeners who probably don't know, it has been for almost a year now, or for I guess a whole year now, a weekly 48-page sports section.
Wow.
Magazine style that we've done. And it's been largely a success, which for the Chicago Sun-Times, the success was really needed.
Sure.
And it's been a new product that I've been extremely involved in, writing cover features and all that. And so now what to do? And I'm really going back to my national magazine days and trying to think in broad terms, broad ideas about what I can do. And I've got a list. I don't want to give them away.
But, sure.
You know, I'm looking forward to getting to work on these. I don't know what else to do. And our beat writers don't know what to do. Of course, the guys who cover teams for us, it's a weird and tough spot to be in. And of course, the backdrop to all that is just concerns about our industry.
No doubt.
We are far from alone in that regard, but I'm certainly worried about our jobs too, and so hopefully we figure out together, how to make some good of it.
Steve Greenberg, our guest, Chicago Sun-Times. It's funny, Jeremy and Austin from the morning, of course, from the Warner Show, and then the three of us, Derek and Trevor and I, have started a text thread amongst each other, basically just to kind of give ideas, who we're having on. So, hey, we got Steve, don't grab Steve, you know, just stuff like that. And, you know, I was telling these guys, we've all, the three of us, all sent out, like, long emails to each other, and I'm like, you know, now instead of just interviewing Dan Hartlib about, hey, your second baseman and shortstop haven't made an error thus far. I mean, that's been incredible. Maybe we ask Dan how he got to this point. You know, like what we, you know, right. Where were you in college and how did the coaching, how much did Itch Jones mean to you? So for us, maybe the talent will lie in us getting deeper into a story that maybe sometimes I especially would get lazy with an interview with a coach, or lazy with an interview with a player, and not really deep root into what would be really fascinating for the listener or the reader. And I think that's kind of our challenge now, isn't it?
Yes, and I've reminded myself and others of this many times, and it's especially useful now, which is that everybody has a story, and you drill down from one part of somebody's story and you open up a whole world of interesting things to write about and talk about and listen about. You know, I'm for some reason thinking about sitting in Brad Underwood's office a month or two ago, whenever I was there with him for about an hour, and just listening to him talk about his playing career, which was somewhat unremarkable other than the fact that he went from one JUCO to another JUCO to finally got to Kansas State, and then, you know, Rhodes wound up leading him back there and kicking off his coaching career in the big time. And I was fascinated and happy to be able to hear all that stuff. And to me, that's a great story on its own, and it's not the story that in the rhythm of a season, especially March, anybody's interested in. But now, shoot, I am.
Yeah.
And I think others would be too. And so, yeah, we've got to, like you said, we've got to challenge ourselves to be kind of creative like that. And not, and there is no routine sort of operating procedure we can fall back on now at all.
Steve, you mentioned the beat writers being challenged. And obviously, I'm meeting that with Illinois basketball. All of a sudden, we're preparing to cover a Big Ten tournament run into the NCAA tournament. How are those of the Sun-Times maybe preparing? Have they figured it out yet? Maybe the approach? I know I just dissected some made-up matchups and what Illinois could have done, but and we can dig back into, as Lon said, some of those in-depth stories. But what approach are maybe some of those day-to-day and grind guys looking at?
You know, I'm not sure. It's funny, our Cubs beat writer, longtime Cubs writer Gordon Whitmire, had to go to first of all, he left spring training as scheduled. Our beat guys during our Cubs and Sox beat writers during spring training each takes a luxurious 4 days off all spring. They fly home, they take 4 days, they go back. He was home on his 4 days when this stuff started, and then he had to go get his college freshman from Boston, bring his daughter home. And today he gave me a call, we're catching up, and he said, I'm on the way to the airport, I'm flying back to Arizona. I said, why are you going back? And he couldn't answer me. You know, he just to be on the ground in case there's anything, different things.
Wow.
I guess the Cubs players were given the option to go home or to stay in Arizona, or to go back to Chicago, you know, depending where they want to be. So there's all sorts of baseball people there, and he'll go follow his nose and try to, as much as he can, because, of course, people are self-quarantining. So it's old school banging the phones and trying to understand what people are doing. I think there's likely a limit to the appetite for stories about how player A is weathering the quarantine or the coronavirus.
Agree.
You know, what this guy's doing. You can write that up to an extent. There won't be a lot of news to report. So the answer, Derek, is I don't know what each of them will do. I know that we're going to be turning over the floor, the microphone, quite a bit, I would think, to our Bears team of reporters, because there seems to be some things going on there, and a season to look to, I guess, begin to look forward to sooner than we typically do. And then we'll cut pages, you know, from sports. We just will. I think we had five pages today, which is way low for a Monday. You know, the kind of thing that just you look at it, it sends a jolt of something not good, fear, whatever, anxiety through you to see that. We are a paper that's really driven largely by our sports department too, and a lot of papers are like that. But we definitely are one. So. I'm not sure. I will look forward to seeing it and pitching in and with ideas and for whoever needs them.
Steve Greenberg, follow him on Twitter, at SL Greenberg. I know Derek's chomping at the bit to ask you a Bears question and some Illini as well. One more on this, Steve. I mean, it's even something that I've thought about that I'm a guy that on occasion, I never knew this. Like, I've always been a sports guy, right? I've never been a news guy. But on occasion, I will get an idea in my head to maybe do a podcast with somebody that has nothing to do with sports. And I kind of think it's interesting. Like, I love digging into that and finding out what people do in life. You know, there's so many jobs out there. I don't even know what people do. But, you know, one thing that I remember when I worked in television, it was like, hey, Lon, we need you to, I know you're going to shoot this game, but we need you to run by and talk to the mayor real quick of this small town, because, and I'm like, whoa, I don't want to do news. I mean, is that something that maybe we all have to kind of look at a little bit, like even with you on the Sun Times, would you ever get to that point where it's like, well, you know what, I've got my two sports things figured out, but I'm also going to help out the guys with this. Is that something you would even entertain?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I've already made that known.
Awesome.
You know, self-preservation, but yes, I mean, I think that what I do, the way I view what I do, I don't love any one sport, let alone all of them, to the point where I feel, you know, really addicted to it, or where I won't even have the level of curiosity to want to know everything. That's not really the way I consume sports. I view what I do most of all as just writing about people. So that translates. Maybe my facility and fluency wouldn't be as good in a different arena.
Sure.
You know, but
yeah.
I know how to write. I know how to talk to people. And I'm willing to use those skills that I have. So, and I think anybody should be. And this is a good time, a teaching moment, as they say, for young journalists. You should bring a breadth of knowledge and perspective to the job in any time. You shouldn't be one note and just be oriented towards sports and just be, you know, you need to bring something more, or you should want to and aspire to. That's those are the people who are most versatile and thus most valuable in a big picture sense to a news organization. And now especially, you can work some of those muscles that you aren't accustomed to working. It'll do you some good. Yeah. It would definitely do me some good. I mean, I'm 50 this summer, and I haven't written a news story in a heck of a long time. So even if it's not a news story or news reporting, even if it's writing about an educator or a politician or anybody, I would be glad to do it. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't be.
Steve, I'm interrupting Derek because I got to do it. I turned 50 in October. Let's do a colonoscopy story. We could write a colonoscopy story. How about that?
I write yours, you write mine.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds sick.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I love it. That's awesome. Go ahead, Derek. I'm sorry.
Steve, you mentioned...
Derek can't relate.
No, right. He's too young for this.
Steve, you mentioned muscles that you weren't maybe used to working. And a couple months ago, you would have said that probably about yourself with Illinois basketball. And it was cool.
Oh, I thought you were insulting.
No, I wasn't. No. It was cool to see how... This season obviously was big here in Champaign, but to see how it got picked up on the national scene, when I don't know if it was the Maryland game or the Michigan State game, I know you were down here a couple of times, but seeing you there is like, man, Illinois is a a big story again.
I agree.
I'm interested and curious how much you were planning to cover them going forward and just what your take was on what they did this year, and obviously very disappointed they don't get to go to the tournament.
I really enjoyed watching Illinois all season. I watched them mostly on television, but I found them a little bit familiarly frustrating at times because of not being great at shooting, having some offensive droughts here and there. But the difference was, and to me, it's about.
Uh-oh, we just lost Steve. We'll try to get Steve back on. That give us a chance. We'll take a quick break because I want to hear his thoughts on this Illinois team. And then I know you probably want to ask him a Bears question, I would assume.
I'd like to, yeah.
We'll do that. Quick break, get Steve back on, back with Steve Greenberg right after this, the drive. The Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday morning, 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
This is horrible.
All right, the drive, Lante, Derek Piper, still talking with Steve Greenberg. I know, Derek, you had some Illini questions.
Yeah, I was asking Steve about his coverage of Illini basketball and what his plans were going forward with the NCAA tournament run, and also just his thoughts overall on this resurgent season. I know that we left off him talking about familiar shooting struggles, which there definitely were those.
No
but
doubt.
Steve, you mentioned there was a big difference this year.
Yeah, what I saw, I didn't really look at it in terms of how many games they won, or that they were going back to the tournament. Those things are obviously big deals. But what was great about the team was just how regularly it outcompeted the other guy. That there were stretches of a lot of games where that was evident. As somebody who habitually watches Wisconsin, because that's where I went to school, I appreciate that. And I saw a lot of that in the Illini. And that, added with a couple of really special athletes who are on this Illinois team, that's what led to the excellent record and contention in the Big Ten and all that. When Io puts the pedal down, it's special. And Kofi Coburn's effort level as a freshman is special. The how hard he goes, is able to go for the minutes he plays, is unique, and at his size. So I'm really impressed with what they did. I was looking forward to covering them in the tournament. My own schedule would have had me go where they went through the second round. In other words, Thursday, Saturday, Friday, Sunday. If they advanced beyond that, I was going to have to peel off and go with the Cubs. And then our Madeline Kenny was going to jump in with Illinois. If the Illini were still playing, they got to the Final Four, I was going to go back. So we had a plan. And I was looking forward to seeing it play out. And it is disappointing and sad. And I am among the unanimous, I assume, who feel really sorry for these athletes. College, high school, you know, poor high school kids who are playing their sport in many cases for the last time. Our kids, our you know, neighbors. It's awful. It's really a bummer. And so I'm sorry for, you know, for all of them. You can't get it back. You can put an asterisk on it and speak of it well. That's about all you can do.
Steve, one more from me. We appreciate your time. I want to ask you about the Bears. Look, when I woke up this morning and got an update on my phone that Bridgewater was a possibility, I know that may not look likely now, but just movement on the Bears quarterback front, what's your take there? And aren't we all just rooting for some kind of news, something tangible there, are we not?
My take is that I'm, in a very irresponsible way, for a journalist in 2020. I'm hiding from Twitter. I'm too upset by it today. So I know what you're referring to. You know, I saw the Bridgewater and people talking about Nick Foles and even talking about Andy Dalton again. And who else? There's somebody else that is Carr.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, Derek Carr.
Can we throw Philip Rivers in there, please?
Derek Carr. I mean, to me, you know, if there's a difference between getting Bridgewater, if you can, and going and getting Andy Dalton or Foles, if that's what the Bears wind up doing. If they do the latter, in either case, I saw it compared by somebody to, it's like passing on Watson and Mahomes all over again. I don't know if it's that drastic, but, you know, this is, the Bears, it's been, they have such a history of not getting the quarterback position quite right, and they're certainly in that position now. And I don't know if you could go forward with Trubisky. I mean, I don't. Another frustrating, disappointing season by Trubisky would cost. Would cost, of course, him his job. It would cost Pace, I would think, his job. And it would cost the Bears a chance to compete in a window when they appeared able to compete. So you can't, you almost can't win without a really great quarterback.
No doubt.
I don't know if any of the on that list gets you there, but Bridgewater sure won a lot of games last year. And we don't know that we've seen the best he can do because of that terrible injury he had. I think they'd be lucky to get him.
Steve Greenberg, get back on Twitter, man. I love your takes on things, and they're always, you're kind of, I kind of sense you and I are kind of the same. We like to go through the humor side of things, and that's what I love about reading them. Steve Greenberg, sports writer, Chicago Sun-Times, at SL Greenberg on Twitter. Definitely give Steve a follow. Well, buddy, keep it up, man. Keep up the good work, and let's battle through this and get back to normalcy soon.
Okay, thanks. Same to you and all your people out there listening.
I appreciate it, buddy. Steve Greenberg, Chicago Sun-Times, excellent writer, and a guy that, you know, I think he said it, he's scared. A lot of us are scared about things, and we should be, and I think it's going to make us all kind of focus in on the things we have to be happy about and the things we treasure, and that's certainly something we should do. But, you know, the other thing I'm seeing all over Twitter are people reaching out and helping others, and I think that's huge. I know we've already talked about it on our show. Maybe if you have the means one time this week, pick your local restaurant out and go help them, go support them, and try to, you know, give what you can to that, and, you know, make sure your neighbor has water or food. I mean, it's just, it's a weird time now. It's a weird time, and we're all going to, none of us have been here.
We don't know what's coming next either.
And we don't know what's coming next, and it could be some serious stuff. I mean, the way this is moving, the way that not the virus itself is moving, although that is alarming as well, but the way that this thing is just going with all these announcements. I mean, sports took the hit last week. Kind of sports was the hit last week with basketball being canceled and the NBA and then college basketball. Now baseball announces today that they're pushing. I mean, they basically sent everybody home. Like Steve just said,
the NBA came out and said they're hoping to be back in mid-June.
Man.
Or the Woj reported that the talk around the NBA is mid-June.
It's crazy. And then, you know, then that brings new things. Like in hockey, you know, the Blues are on top of the Central. So if they don't bring hockey back until June, do they just say, okay, here's the playoff team, start them, go? You know, so and you know there's going to be a couple of teams that are right there on that cusp of making it, and they're not going to get in. What do you do with baseball if you take the first month off and you don't start till May 1st or even June 1st? Then you're going to have to slash the schedule, I would assume. You have to. And look, none of us feel sorry for the million and billionaire owners, but think about all the money they lose by not having a baseball game. You know, this is why doubleheaders aren't played anymore. They want to take, they do the day-night doubleheader because they need the finances of each game to pay the athletes. And, you know, again, this is just
also vendors and
big
hotels
time.
And all of it wrapped into it.
The travel industry and the hotel industry got hammered 2 weeks ago. And now we're all catching up to their panic, essentially. And you're starting to see alarming numbers in Italy. I think they had over 300 pass away. To where, you know, I know that the younger we are, it seems like the more safe we feel. But certainly it is, it's a scary time, and we don't know what this is going to bring. Hopefully, if you get the COVID-19 and we're starting to see famous people get it, actors.
People here in Champaign get it.
Yeah, and now it's starting to become really local. So it's a scary thing, and if you get it, hopefully it's one of those where it's like a cold for 3 days or a flu, and you get done with it. But we know that it can do more harm than that in some of us. So it's something we really got to keep an eye on. All right, great stuff from Steve Greenberg. It was almost like a depressing interview for a while, but that's kind of how we all feel.
Yeah, very transparent.
I don't mean that bad to Steve. I just mean he was real.
Yeah.
And the next guy we're going to talk to at 5:05, Luke Smith, he is a senior at Louisville, was getting ready for, you know, Louisville's always a top-ranked team. They had a chance of winning a national title. Luke had a chance of doing some really big things for the Cardinals in hope of getting them back to the College World Series and getting him a look by, him, you know, Major League Baseball scouts. And now all of a sudden that was all taken away from him. And he's one of thousands. But when we come back, we'll visit with Luke to talk to him about what is this like? I mean, you know, it's hard at 49 years old for me to process all of this. What's it like at 21 or 22 when all of a sudden the thing you love is taken away from you? So we'll talk to Luke when we come back about that. Josh Weinfuss, he covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN, going to join us at 5:30. That's like my dream come true. We get to talk Arizona Cardinals for an entire segment. But why not, as the Cardinals make the steal today, trading David Johnson and two draft picks to the Houston Texans for DeAndre Hopkins. I still can't believe I'm saying that.
What?
DeAndre Hopkins and a draft pick. That was actually done today. I kid you not. Mm. And the Cardinals didn't have to pay any of David Johnson's salary. I'm not lying to you when I say that happened. I just saw a graphic on Twitter. It's EA Sports said it's the first look at DeAndre Hopkins in an Arizona Cardinal uniform. And they have the graphic where he goes up to catch a ball and then it slowly transforms his Texan jersey into a Cardinal jersey. And I was like, oh!
I'm turning Law into a gamer here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, right. I might go buy that tonight just for the heck of it. So we'll do that. Luke Smith, Josh Weinfuss, we'll do all that next hour. Stick around if you can. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.